You want to talk about praying in the Spirit? What does that mean? What is there possibly for you to do? Let me mention several things. One is conspire with the Spirit. You say, what is that? Conspire means you concur with Him. You agree with Him. Now listen to this. Paul says this, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. You ever read that? That's in Galatians chapter 3. You know what that means? If I'm going to live in the Spirit, I want to be in step with Him. I want to concur with Him. I want to conspire with Him. That means, brethren, if we know that the Spirit of God is all about causing men and women to be born again, well, let's get the gospel out there so that men and women would be born again. If the Spirit is all about exalting Christ, then let's do that. Let's exalt Christ. You see, if the Spirit of God is all about telling us who God is, then let us pray knowing who God is. Let us go to Scripture and find out. Let that Spirit of revelation of the knowledge of Him fill us with an idea about the God we pray to. Do you recognize? You can go... You know, in the spirit is the idea of pray with power, pray with life, pray with vitality. You do recognize that there's so often there's a deadness in prayer. God, we don't want to pray just mechanical. We don't want to just say our prayers. You remember what was said? Do we worship here on this mountain, or is it over in Jerusalem that we worship? Jesus says, no, 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 no. It is not on this mountain, and it is not in Jerusalem. You know what God's looking for? He's looking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's what He's looking for. You remember what Paul said? We are the true circumcision who do what? Worship God in the Spirit. We are those who worship by the Spirit of God. We glory in Christ. We put no confidence in the flesh. Brethren, we don't say our prayers. This isn't about just basically some sweet hour of prayer. It's not form. It's not the place. It's not on that mountain. It's not over in that city. It's not the posture. It's not the liturgy. It's not mechanical. That's not praying in the Spirit. It's being in step with the Spirit. It's being in step with the promises of God. It's being in step with the person of God. It's being in step with what the Spirit of God is doing. It's not formal. It's not necessarily eloquent. It's not as just saying the right eloquent words. It's not that certain time. It doesn't need to be that specific prayer meeting. We are praying at all times in the Spirit. All prayer. We're looking for and longing for that communion that comes. That Spirit is giving us access. We want to pray in the Spirit with access to the Father. You want to pray as though you really recognize, I'm coming into the presence of a God who's smiling upon me, this is the God who did not spare His only begotten Son. That is the kind of God you are praying to. And if He didn't hold back His Son, what? He's not going to withhold any other good thing. You see, this is how we want to pray. And it's not this doldrum thing. It's personal. It's fellowship. It's access. Do you know another thing that's said in Ephesians? It says that this Spirit of God is doing something. In Him, in Christ, we also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. You want to recognize that. You're praying in the Spirit, you recognize this. It's not just you have access to Him. It is that the Spirit of God is building us together into this dwelling place for God. And so, I'll tell you this. You want to pray in the Spirit? He specifically says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you have been sealed for the day of redemption. That is critical. And I'll tell you this. You know there's only one thing that grieves the Spirit. And what I find is it's not so much just sin. Because Scripture, we get a picture of David, he's confessing his sin. We get a picture in 1 John chapter 1 that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just. Be confessing. But if you look at the context there in Ephesians chapter 4, you know what you find where it says not to grieve the Spirit? What it specifically is talking about is our life. There's a unity of the Spirit. And it's talking about the way we talk. Let it be for building each other up. What it tells us about the thief, don't steal, but make money. Work with your hands so that you can give to each other to meet needs. You see, if you look there, it's about how we live with each other. Are we loving each other? Is the church knit with love? If there's something to grieve the Spirit, it's when we don't get along. It's when we fight. It's when we have bitterness, we have jealousy, we have envy, we have hatred, we have... If there's anything we need to cultivate in this church, it is a love for one another. You want to grieve the Spirit? Just live life selfishly and don't care about anybody. That'll grieve the Spirit. Your prayers will be powerless. I'll tell you one of the... brethren, if you just look at those... I know we've gone long, but maybe I'll end with this. I just ask this question. What is prayer in your life?